Horror Pack is the most exciting way to grow your collection. Get 4 horror movies on Blu-ray or DVD each month.
Special delivery. Subscribe now, and soon Horror Pack will be arriving at your door. Join the pack.
HorrorPack.com. Join the pack.
Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Veritech. Veritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another special edition of North Fulton Business Radio. See, I haven't had my food this morning, so I'm a little slow. I'm Mike Sam, alongside John Ray, who's a little hungry as well, but we've got some food coming from choicestoyou.com. Can't wait for that. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing okay, considering. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too.
I think we're going to have some good food coming on its way.
I think we've got some good stuff for our growling tummies, right?
We do. And we have some wonderful guests here, too, that we are looking forward to talking about and hearing about their companies and feeding them as well while they're here in the studio.
We have a full house today.
We do. We have a lot of folks here. And let me introduce you to who's in the studio. From Emory Orthopedics Sports and Spine, we have Dr. Olufade here in the studio. I'm sorry about that. I'll get that right. Dr. Olufade.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you. From CXFundamentals.com, it is Jim Bass. And from our one of our big partners, Roswell Infinity of North Atlanta, we have Nick Zucchino and Quentin Burns.
You were just glad to have Jim Bass in that lineup of names, weren't you?
You're going to do the entire show. I swear to God, we sit here and we joke about I butcher every single name, and I be darned, I will do it every show.
But you're so lovable. Everybody likes you.
I don't know anymore.
No, it's all good.
All right, let's start with Dr. Olufade with Emory Orthopedic Sports and Spine. Despite my introduction, thank you for coming in and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike. My name is Dr. Olufade. I'm an assistant professor of orthopedics with the departments of orthopedic surgery. My office is located next to Emory Johns Creek Hospital, next to the Physician Plaza, Suite 302.
Tell us what you do and tell us about sports orthopedics.
So I'm a sports medicine physician. And in terms of what that means, it's not only directed towards just athletes. It's athletes and golfers, you know, weekend warriors. We try to help everybody. And the goal is for this athletes and non-athletes to do what they enjoy, be it running, be it golfing, be it playing tennis, playing football, flag football, whatever kind of injuries that you have, we try to treat you and allow you to get back to things that you love to do. And another part of it actually is more of an injury prevention program. I think the society is changing more to like a wellness program. So it's one thing for physicians to treat patients and treat athletes, but the other part of it is actually prevent the injuries from happening. That's very important, too.
One of the things, too, I want to mention is it's now that the weekend warrior, the weekend athlete, they can have that same quality medical care that the professional athletes are getting.
Absolutely. And that's kind of what I think is very unique about Emory Orthopedics in general. I think we, you know, the slogan we have is go where the players go. But the idea is even if you're not a professional player, you could still get the optimal treatment that is necessary.
So, Dr. Olufade, in reading up on you, there is a word that I didn't understand, and there's a lot that I don't understand, but this is one that I hadn't heard of, autobiologics. So tell us about autobiologics and how that plays into your care.
Autobiologics is also regenerative medicine. That's another way of describing it, but it's the use of things such as platelet-rich plasma or other types of cells from your body. Some people will consider it as stem cells. Is the way you use that in healing and treating of different type of injuries. The truth is a lot of musculoskeletal and orthopedic injuries don't need surgery. And this is one of the ways to kind of, in some situations, prevent surgery. Our body is kind of complex, and sometimes we beat it up, we run around, we do different things, and your body just can't heal it anymore. What these substances do is they stimulate, they start that process and increase the healing capabilities. That way you could go back to running, jogging, or whatever you might need. It's a pretty straightforward procedure. A lot of times it's about an hour in the office. It's not surgery. And it kind of sometimes it helps a lot in returning to what you love to do.
So you're taking stem cells from one part of the body and putting it in the part of the body that needs some sort of care.
Correct. So for example, you could get some fat cells from your belly, or you could get what we call stem cells from what we call your iliac crest graft, iliac bone in the back of your buttock area, and just a small treatment in the office. Then we inject it back. For example, if you have knee arthritis or hip osteoarthritis, and you're at that age where you just don't want a hip replacement or knee replacement, this is something that could kind of spare you about 3 to 5 years. You might need it again in the future, but at least, you know, you don't have to get surgery done at that point. Let's say, for example, you have a lot of other tendons injury from doing different types of overuse activities. Those type of injections can help also heal it. I just want to be clear that that's not the first thing we go into doing. We'll try a lot of the other basic treatment first. And if some of the, or all of those fails, that's when we'll consider this regenerative medicine or autobiologics.
So you're really trying to keep people out of surgery if you can, then.
That is correct. That's my job.
Wow.
I bet you stay really busy for a couple of reasons, Doc. And that's because, number one, people are being active longer now. They're living longer and they're being active longer now. So I'm sure you see those types of patients, but also kids like the high school kids, because now these days when they play sports, it's not just seasonal. It's year round. My son plays, you know, travel baseball. They practice year round now. So, I mean, it's more stress on the body. So I'm thinking you run the gamut as far as the patients that you see.
Yes, I have a very wide range of patients. I'm the team physician from Northview High School, as well as Notre Dame Academy. So, you know, starting from middle school to high school, I also am one of the team physicians for Emory University. So you cover collegiate athletes at that point. And definitely, we do see a lot of professional players also. But like I mentioned earlier, it's very important to treat these athletes and non-athletes, but it's right. Also important to prevent the injury. You know, nutrition, it's so funny. The nutrition that a football player is going to get is not the same thing that a soccer player is going to get, because they have different goals and different agendas when they get on the pitch. So injury prevention and treatment is very big for me.
I know you want to talk about soccer medicine. How does that differ from other athletics?
So let's use soccer medicine, for example. Believe it or not, it's actually the most common sports in the world. It's getting better and better. As you guys probably know, Atlanta United will be joining in 2017. We'll be joining the MLS, which is the Major League Soccer team. And the whole idea is, for a soccer player, there are very specific things that we need to kind of focus on. Average soccer player runs about 7 miles during the course of a game. So, for example, the goal is not for that soccer player to put on the mass, to put on the protein. The goal is actually to have them a little bit more lighter weight. That way they could be able to run through back and forth for that 7-8 miles. There's a lot of studies that are shown, because of the overuse injury there are a lot of things we could do to prevent hamstring injuries, for example. These are very geared and specific towards like soccer players itself. So our goal eventually is actually to have a FIFA Center of Excellence program, which is only about 25 of them in the world right now. When the early phases of applying for this. And our goal is to have physicians, athletic trainers, physical therapists, sports scientists, and nutritionists to be able to provide the optimal care for all the soccer players.
So, Dr. Alafati, we have business owners as listeners, and you know, they're working through the week and they're the proverbial weekend warriors. So let's talk to them about some of the tips you would give about prevention, how to prevent those injuries, what they should be doing ahead of their favorite sports pastime to prevent injury.
So let's start, for example, that's a great question, by the way. Thanks, John. Let's start from just running, for example. The mistake most of us make is we start too quick, too soon, and we just go from 0 to 100 miles an hour. So usually the goal is to kind of increase your mileage by about 10% every week. So don't, you know, just get up from the couch and just go run 5 miles the following day. That will predispose you to different things like stress injuries and stress fractures and overuse injuries. So running, that's one example. Let's say tennis. Let's use that example. People talk about tennis elbow or golfer's elbow, for example. Sometimes it's a little bit comprehensive. Just stretching of your forearm muscles is important to start with. When you get done during the game, you want to, if you're a little bit sore, making sure you put some ice around that area. Sometimes the tennis racket you use also, if it's been a while, you've just kind of grabbed it from the closet. Like the last time you used it was 3 years ago. Sometimes they could actually fine-tune the racket. That way, the different amount of tension that the ball is getting on your racket does not kind of force your elbow and give you a problem. Stretching is very important. A lot of people end up having a lot of cramps. Just generalized stretching. Those are some of the things that I usually recommend for the weekend warrior that wants to get back to doing the things they love to do.
All right, Doc, one of our guests, Nick, has been listening and has a question about soccer.
You know, it's funny that you brought up soccer. I actually played that in college. You know, competitive soccer nowadays is so competitive that a lot of coaches don't even let their kids play other sports. You know, they play it year round, and the stress and the amount of physical activity that these young kids have to go through nowadays to just make the team is unbelievable. And I guess the question I have for you is, what do you recommend, you know, if you're to the coaches out there who might be listening to this, and I'm sure there's a bunch, especially for the travel teams and the Olympic development teams and all the teams out there that travel all the time, that, you know, these kids are running 5 and 6 miles a day at 10 and 12 and 13 years old, where their knees are still growing and their bones are growing. You know, what do you recommend to these coaches as far as a training regimen versus what I had to go through and you probably had to go through when we were younger,
right,
where they didn't have this technology and they didn't have this information?
That's a great question. First and foremost, I'd like to bring up the Emory Soccer Medicine program that we have. We're actually having a conference for coaches this weekend at Notre Dame High School. So in terms of what we're going to be talking about specifically to the coaches that we're going to be having, multiple things. One is we just kind of talk to them about what we call environmental illness. Georgia gets hot a little bit over the summer. And, you know, people could have like heat stroke, heat exhaustion. So that's one of the things we'll be able to kind of teach them how to do. There's a lot of myths about cramps, for example. I'm sure you guys in this room probably drank some pickle juice and different things growing up, and people say that will prevent cramps and tons of salt water. What the reality is, we know most of those stuff don't really work.
Right.
So we'll be able to kind of educate them on the new things that we really think has a better chance of working. There is a concept, you brought it up, about playing sports 10, 11, 12 months a year. We're going to talk a little bit about stress fractures, the reason to kind of take time off sometimes to kind of prevent. There's this concept of specialization of sports or specialization in sports. And the idea is it's actually better for you to play multiple sports. Then you're not overusing or overacting your bones of your ankles and foot, for example. Then you're able to build your upper extremities.
You're using all different parts of your body.
You're using everything else. So those are some of the things we'll discuss. And there's also this concept about workforce in terms of how much work we do. Depending on how much acute work you do and how much chronic work we do, there's actually a ratio between that. And I know this is kind of getting into the nitty-gritty of sports science, but the idea is, the goal is, if we're able to calculate how much acute work you're doing and how much chronic work you're doing, actually you will say, you know what, you've done this amount of work for 3 months, we need to shut you down for another month before you get hurt. So there's a lot of different things we'll be presenting to the coaches this weekend.
You know, Mike, there are some things that are, it's good that they passed on into oblivion. Pickle juice, I think, is one of those things, right?
So, exactly.
So let's talk about one other hat you wear, which is you're the incoming president of the Johns Creek Healthcare Association.
Yes, I am.
So congratulations on that. And your involvement, Emory's involvement in that organization, that y'all are a big part of their success. So thank you for what you do there. But talk about Johns Creek Healthcare Association and what you do.
So I came into this area, Johns Creek area, about 3.5-4 years ago. And I remember when I came in, one of my goals was to kind of meet with different physicians at other pharmacists, dentists, chiropractors, whoever's in the area, to be able to kind of build a relationship with fellow colleagues. And one of the things one of my friends introduced me was Johns Creek Healthcare Association. And what I thought is unique about it is patients come first. In order for patients to get the optimal care, sometimes you need to have folks that are going to be treating these patients. You have to have network, communication, relationships with them, because when you have that, that's when the patient does better. So what Johns Creek Healthcare Association does is just allow a lot of practitioners to come together, network together, and as a result of that, patients do better. In terms of other things we do, there are a lot of benefits. We do a medical book, a medical directory, where if you join the healthcare association, for example, you have a list of different providers and you could give this to the patients. We also coming up with what we call a speaker bureau, where let's say, for example, you want me to come talk about nutrition, or you want me to come talk about injury prevention, or talk about autobiologics or regenerative medicine. We're going to have a speaker bureau where you could just say, Dr. Lofati, can you come speak at this date, at this time? And one of my goals, a personal goal, is actually increase the membership by 50%. So I'm asking and I'm pleading for everybody around this table and around this room, as well as in the general Johns Creek Suwannee area, to please look it up, Johns Creek Healthcare Association. Come join us. We have a lot of wonderful things to share with you guys.
Dr. Alufati, great stuff from Emory Orthopedic Sports and Spine. We could have probably multiple shows just about athletics and kids and the youth and soccer, baseball, whatever the case may be. And yeah, so
we sure could
maybe have that discussion at some point. But thank you for joining us. For those that would like to find out more about Emory Orthopedics, any contact information you want to share, website, anything like that?
Absolutely. You could go on our website, emoryhealthcare.org/physicians. You'll be able to find us. If you have any, you could reach me at 404-778-8081.
Great. Interesting conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
John?
Let's talk about Roswell Infinity. We're going to talk a lot about Roswell Infinity here a little bit later, but they are one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right, John, thank you very much. Our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio from CXFundamentals.com, it is Jim Bass. He is the director and one of the directors, or maybe the director. But Jim, welcome to the program. Talk about your company and your role with the company.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here. I really appreciate you guys opening this up to the business owners here. So CX Fundamentals. So the first thing is CX stands for customer experience. And so what I am is a customer experience professional. I've worked with large corporations like McKesson, ADP, and Verizon, as well as some small business and mid-sized businesses. My passion is all around providing a really great customer experience, just like Infinity Roswell is talking about their stress-free experience. So I'm giving you a little bit of plug there. But it's all about providing that experience that makes you want to come back and be loyal to that particular store. So part of my perspective as a customer experience leader is that customer experience doesn't have to be an expensive venture. You don't have to put a lot of capital, outlay of cash to make it happen. There are a lot of things that are right in front of us, a lot of tools and resources right in front of us. If we just know how to use them and when to use them, that we can really improve customer experience.
Customer experience professional. I've never heard that. It's very unique. I can only imagine anywhere time you go anywhere to a restaurant, a car dealership, you're thinking, okay, that's good customer experience. That's not good customer experience. I'm sure that happens to you all the time. What's maybe one of the biggest mistakes you see all the time?
Oh, wow. I mean, so yeah, everywhere I go, and customer experience is not just limited to a storefront. It can be, you know, at a healthcare facility, it's patient experience. It can be in a church or synagogue, it's congregation experience. So the experience that we have can be anywhere. So some of the biggest, I guess, faux pas that I see that we make, and it really happens a lot in small business especially, is when you call and leave a message and you want to get service, you want to purchase something, you want to get information on something that someone's selling or can do for you, and they don't call back. or they provide you with a link on on the internet, an email address, and they don't reply back. Those are some of the biggest mistakes that we can make, is just not even engaging. Customer experience begins before the sale. And that's probably one of the big misconceptions, is it's not something that happens at service or during support or during the sale. It actually starts before the sale.
To follow up on that, are you finding these days more and more companies are getting less personal? It's about voicemails and emails and text messages, as opposed to what you just said. I want to talk to an actual human being and have that interpersonal experience.
Yeah, so that is a real fine line to walk. So there because we have such a diverse universe of people in our country and in our states and cities, from millennials to traditionalists. So we got people that are in their 30s and 20s, and people that are in their 60s and 70s. Everyone has a different way that they want to communicate, whether it be through email or through telephone or through chat or through typing a letter on your IBM Selectric. We've got to be able to handle all of those types of requests. So yeah, there's a lot of email that comes out. I think it's a lot less than it used to be, but it's one area that if you're going to use any channel, whether it be email or chat or telephone or anything else, you've got to be able to respond to the customer in that channel of their preference.
So Jim, as a business owner, you got my attention when you said there are ways that I can improve my customer experience with little outlay. Okay, so that got my attention. So talk about some of those suggestions that you would give to business owners.
Sure, yeah. And this is one of the biggest things that I think we overlook a lot. We think we have to buy services or buy surveys or buy systems that will improve our customer experience. But really and truly, a lot of it is right there in front of you. And the resource is right in front of you is your employees. Your employees know all the things that your customers need. They know what their complaints are, and they know what they've stopped complaining about. So one of the first places you go is you talk to your employees and find out what are their customers experiencing? How are they perceiving us? And what can we do to improve that? And what goes hand in hand with that is the employee experience. So if it's difficult for the employee to provide good customer experience, then they're not going to be able to deliver that. So you have to really ask your employees too, what is it that is making this a hard delivery of experience? For example, if you need to go research multiple places to provide an answer, then that is going to delay the answer to the customer. And the more complicated that we make it for our employees, just because we're going to try to make it easy for our customers, the more difficult it is to actually deliver that. So from a brand promise perspective, let's say your brand is to be highly responsive. If you're not already highly responsive inside your four walls, you will not be responsive outside of your four walls. So you have to make sure you're practicing that internally first.
So Jim, you mentioned millennials, and that's a area that a lot of business owners struggle with, how to deal with millennials. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. And I love talking about millennials. So I'll give you a plug for my blog. So if you go to cxfundamentals.com, I've got a blog out there that's called Embracing Your Inner Millennial. So I think one of the first things that we're getting a few chuckles in here, right? One of the first things that we do to really start working with millennials and embracing millennials is really to realize that we are all millennials, no matter what our age is. I mean, I'm 50 something, and I'm a millennial, and I'm a millennial because I use technology to get my work done. My attention span is now shorter. I have higher expectations of everything that I do from a communication perspective and the way I ingest content from television and different services. All these things have changed the way that I interact. And I think the more that we keep talking about us and them, millennials and us, and we're doing things for the millennials, or these millennials are making me do this and they can't do that, the more we can embrace it and say that we're all millennials because we're all living in the millennia and we are all embracing the same technologies, the more we can begin to bridge that gap. So one of the first things to really realize is that millennials, like ourselves, we ingest content differently. It's no longer a lot of emails. We don't want to see a lot of emails. It's much easier for us to look at a text and respond to a text. So that's one thing you can do. Looking at if you have a restaurant, Yelp is big. I mean, people are going to look there for referrals, for comments, for ratings and stars. And if you are going to play in this arena, you've got to be able to now respond in that arena and not take it personal. If you're getting complaints, you don't want to start a tirade on Yelp or Twitter about it, What you want to do is address it, and you want to, you know, apologize for it and give something back, you know, whether it be a free meal or another opportunity for a service, because you want to make sure that that opportunity happens again. So that's just a few ways to begin looking at the millennial audience and how you can kind of bridge that gap.
So rather than trying to fight this losing battle of getting our kids to be more like us, we kind of need to morph and be a little bit more like them, as you say, channel our inner millennial.
Exactly. And really, I think you have to realize too that you are a lot like them already, and you just may not realize it. But if you stop and think about it and look at it, we're all different. We've all changed because technology has changed, and technology is changing very fast, and we're all adjusting and moving with it. And the more we start to ingest the technology and use it in our daily life, I mean, computers are turning your lights on and off. You've got Google Echo Amazon Echo and the Google Box. You have all these different things that are happening today. Your cars are going to drive themselves. We're all going to be getting used to these things, and we're changing.
You know, it's funny because, you know, I talk about Business Radio X, and the younger generation never asks about, you know, well, where are you on the radio dial? That's usually from the older generation. We're not on over-the-air radio anymore, or terrestrial radio, as it's called.
That's,
you know,
right.
We're kind of ahead of the curve. It's online radio. That's the future.
Yep.
I got to ask this question, Jimby, for all our business owners, business leaders, and executives that are listening that go, okay, well, it's really cool. I mean, I understand everything you're saying, but how does your company make its revenue? How do you contract out with companies? You go in, and how does that work? What is that relationship like? If a company wants to, you know, we hear what you're saying, how do we engage with you?
Right. So there's a lot of different ways, and part of it is being flexible to understand what different business goals are. So what we're really trying to do is match the business goal. If your goal is to, you know, improve customer satisfaction, or if your goal is to improve customer experience, well, we want to dig a little bit deeper. Why? What are you trying to achieve? Are you looking for just a score? Are you trying to really improve a product or a service? And what is going to be the result of that? So really keep digging deeper and finding out what is the root thing you're really trying to achieve. But usually it's loyalty. We want to get loyalty. We want to have customers that can come back to us and repurchase. So if we get to the root goal, we can now become understanding what are the outcomes that you want to achieve. And so really we look at incenting based upon the outcome, or book of business based upon the outcome. So we're going to price it out based upon consulting service on your outcome. Sometimes businesses already have some things already going on, and they just want to have some improvements. They want some external eyes, like a mystery shopper, to kind of come in and say, here's what we're seeing. Here's what you see outside that maybe we're glossing over internally.
And I take it this is more of an ongoing relationship. It's not a, you know, bam, you know, you're there for a week and then that's it. It's maybe something that's ongoing.
Yeah, because a lot of times it's getting things started up. And so sometimes it is getting things started up and then getting it going and making it to a point people can take over it.
So, Jim, talk a little bit about maybe one or two examples that you can cite about small businesses that have done something to really improve their customer experience. Maybe they bring that alive for our listeners.
Yeah. Okay. So customer experience, as I said, starts before the sale. So one thing we don't think about a lot of times is location. So where you have placed your storefront can be a big customer experience faux pas or success. If it's hard, if you're always making a left turn and there's a lot of traffic, that's going to be something that's not going to be a good situation. So I've seen restaurants move across the street to fit a better traffic flow. I've seen restaurants move because they don't have much visibility. So that's one thing you can do from an experience perspective. But one of the things I really have seen businesses really get smart on is really starting to know their customers, knowing what it is that their preferences are. When they walk in the door, not just saying, hi, how are you? How can I help you? But turning that into a question that's not open-ended. Don't let them say yes or no for your answer. Instead, when they come into the storefront, what are you looking for today? And rather than just pointing them to the aisle and telling them where it is, you escort them to the aisle. And you begin to talk and start creating a relationship about what it is they're actually doing, finding out if you're in Home Depot, now you're talking about, you know, what the barbecue. You're going to do a barbecue. And so now you're talking about all the different things you're going to do in a barbecue. Now you've gotten some type of relationship going, and you can now start pointing at different things and showing different things that they may have not considered before.
So, and part of that is getting your employees engaged. You mentioned employees. So you really need employee buy-in to be able to create that kind of customer experience.
Yeah. And you know, it really goes a little deeper than buy-in. It's really a little passion. They got to be passionate. They got to share that vision. They got to really understand why they're doing it. And again, it's a millennial feel. You got to understand why, but we all have that now. So we have to understand why do we want to do that? Don't just do it because I said do it. Why am I doing it?
It's funny. He brings up the one example of, you know, don't just point to an aisle and say it's down there. Actually take them there. When my short experience in retail, that's how we did things. We would, of course, you know, I would take them and show them. And as opposed to now I go into a store and they say it's down aisle 16 and you're on your own. And that's not the best customer experience right there.
Well, you think about how Amazon Go, I've read and seen Amazon Go launching next year in Seattle with their new storefront, which is going to be no lines, cashierless lines. You walk in, you have a card, you scan through.
I just saw that online.
And you just take what you want and you leave. And as you walk through the door, you get a receipt on your phone. So think about how that's going to change your experience. It's going to be much more about when people walk into the door, someone actually taking them. And not just, you know, where's the beans, point to the beans, but taking them and finding, well, what are you trying to make? Oh, you know, what might work good is this, and this might work over here. You know, if you're doing that, you're starting to consult with them more and be much more personal in your interaction.
Well, Jim, I think we could do another entire show, just like with the doc earlier. We could do an entire show about this. Fascinating stuff. I'd like to talk to you more after the show about maybe coming back. But for those that would like to find out more about the services that you offer, where can they get more information?
Yes. So the best way is going to go to cxfundamentals.com. That's where I have my blog. You can also follow me on Twitter at JimBassCX. I'm also very active at LinkedIn, most of the social media. So would love to talk to you.
Great. Thank you. Jim Bass with CX Fundamentals here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Mike Faratek is an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Faratek has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more information, visit faratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
We also want to mention that we have here in the studio from choicestoyou.com. They brought some lunch for us and all of our guests from Slopes Barbecue. So I was in the barbecue mood this morning, so it's like a perfect match. Choicestoyou.com, they can deliver, cater your lunches. They even do breakfast. And they do it for this show every week. And so we appreciate Tom and his great staff. And today we've got Slopes Barbecue here in the studio.
Oh, I can't wait. Slopes Barbecue. So there's pork, chicken, brisket, all sorts of great sides. You know, macaroni and cheese, greens, nice. If you want to be semi-healthy.
We're going to dig in as soon as we're done with the last interview.
Great stuff. So,
By the way, not only do they have Slopes Barbecue, but they've got dozens and dozens, if not 100 other restaurants you can choose from. So if you're tired of the pizza delivery all the time, want something different from your favorite restaurant, go to choicestoyou.com. They serve all of North Fulton, and they'll bring you the great food from your favorite restaurant. So thanks to Tom and choicestoyou.com.
And you know, we need to give a shout out to Tom because he does some great things in the community.
He does.
Yes. And so he's really active with children's charities, and we need to give him a shout out for that too. So if you're supporting Choices to You through the business you give them, you're supporting a great cause.
And a great man in Tom Boris.
Great man, Tom Boris. He does a great job.
There you go, Tom. You got your shout outs.
Yep.
All right. Our final guests here on the program come to us from one of our big partners. Our studio sponsor, as you know, is Roswell Infinity of North Atlanta. We talk about them every single time we do a show here in the studio. And joining us now from Roswell Infinity, we have Nick Zucchino and Quentin Burns. I got the Burns part all right. Guys, welcome to the program.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have you. Fortunately, we brought Quentin, right? So we can get his name right.
It's just me. I'm having issues today. I'm pushing along. I'm glad you're leading, man.
So
I should not be leading. Quentin and Nick, thanks for joining us. Just give us a broad overview of Roswell Infinity. Where are you guys located? Talk about the cars and automobiles that you offer.
Well, we're located on Alpharetta Highway, 11405 in Roswell, Georgia. We have many different models available and a lot of specials going on right now, especially considering we're close to the Christmas season. I got one of my top sales guys here next to me, Quentin, and he'll probably get into more of that. But yeah, you know, we're right there. We're busy. We're growing. We're one of the oldest Infinity stores in the country. One of the first ones, I think, in 1989.
Right? Wow. 1989.
Been in business for a while, so things are going well. Yeah. What are people looking for these days when they're coming onto the lot?
Well, honestly, they're looking for experience, you know, and it's funny that you had, you know, what Jim was speaking over earlier, one of the things that he was talking about was customer experience. And, you know, it goes on to the environment that that you create as a store, you know, and it starts from the top down, and you create an environment that's right for the employees. And when the employees are in the right environment, they create the right environment for the clients. And then the clients are happy, and that's how you get top customers. Experience scores.
Well, let's talk about that customer experience, because let's be quite honest. I mean, the car business, you know, it just doesn't have the best reputation. People think, okay, I'm going to walk on the lot and I'm going to be swarmed with a bunch of hawks around me all of a sudden trying to sell me a car that I may or may not want. It's not like that at Roswell Infinity. Talk about the experience when we come on the lot.
It is definitely not like that. It's the complete opposite, actually. And the reason that it is completely different is because we believe in an environment that's conducive to everybody. You know, we want people to walk in and feel like they're family. You know, it is a family-owned store. The Ellis family is the owner of that store and a few of the other stores that we have. And it starts with them. You know, they give us the ability to be the best that we can. And then what we turn around and do is we create the environment for the clients by the right training processes, the right hiring processes, and all the different things that we do on our side of the fence to make sure that everybody benefits all the way around.
So, Nick, drill into that a little bit for our business owners, because everybody's looking for great tips on employees and how to create that environment. Talk about what you do with your employees, the training you do, and that in turn creates that customer experience. Drill down into that.
Well, one of the things when you get into sales that you really need to focus on is finding that drive. You know, the difference between the technology sector and people out there that rely on texting and calling, the relationship sector or sales is a different process. There is no app for that. You can't download that on your phone. That's something that is a long, arduous process where you have to go through the gauntlet, learn it, stomach it. And what we do is we basically create the environment that is conducive to a highly, in the car sense, educated for our salespeople, so they can make mistakes, you know, and they can learn while being in a position to where they're not going to get, you know, they're not going to be part of that old, like you were saying, process that people don't like, you know, or the environment that people walk in where the clients feel like, oh my Lord, there's hawks all over the place and whatnot. We don't do things like that. And that is old. That's the old ways.
Now, Nick, when you introduced Quentin, you said one of your top sales guys, and Quentin, your title is client advisor, which is a nice roll off the tongue. But what is it that's made you so successful there at Roswell Infinity?
Well, first of all, you got to like people. Okay. As he was saying, as far as creating an environment for the client to come in, and as being an advisor as opposed to a salesperson per se, it's about, you know, greeting this customer, making them feel honored as a guest into your business. And what we focus on is, you know, talking to the customer and the client and listening to them, because, you know, a lot of times you will go to other places of business, and then that person that you greet, or that hawk, as you would say, would come in and then put you, direct you in some place that you really don't want to go. It's my job to listen first and foremost. That's the biggest part of my job, is to do that. And then once we put a game plan together, and because a lot of times customers come in, they don't know exactly what they want. They may say, well, I've seen this, I've seen that. But then when you talk to them, then you'll break it down, and then we can advise them in which direction to go into, and just give them, you know, options.
It's interesting you say that, you know, they come in and some may not know what they want, because I'm thinking with the internet today, a lot of people come in, they already know exactly what they want. They probably know their price point and everything because they've searched all over. They've checked the other dealers. They've done everything at home on their computers. Mm-hmm. So they're coming in, I want this. And if I can't get it for this, I'm going to go down the street to this place. I'm sure the whole experience is different now for you compared to maybe, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I would say so. And as far as the information that is out there, I mean, you will get clients that will sit down and they will shop on their phones. I mean, it's there.
They may come with a piece of paper. They print it off and say, this is what I'm looking for.
Right. Absolutely. And then a lot of times when they come in with that piece of paper and then they find out what they really have, and it's, oh, no, that's not what I really wanted. I'm not happy with that. That doesn't come with, what do you mean it doesn't have a sunroof? And those types of things. So, but yes, the information age and having it so readily available for you or to you, it has changed things. But again, that relationship still is very important. You have to have that. And then that client that you have, and they feel, as we have a family-owned business, we make them feel like family. And they want to return to you as a client advisor, as a store. They, from our service department, you know, those guys, we have guys that have been back there for, you know, 14, 15 years. We have one gentleman that's, he drives from Dallas, Georgia, to work every morning. So we have that type of atmosphere. We created that. So, yeah.
So Quentin, let's talk about the Infinity line, the Infinity sure. products, and you could be at a lot of different places advising folks on their vehicles. Why Infinity? What makes Infinity so special?
Well, the thing that the difference in our product is, as opposed to some of the other luxury lines, one of the things for me personally, which I actually own an Infinity, is the fact that Infinity has developed a product that has, you know, you have that luxury and you have that sports car.
Right.
You know, we got a little sports car DNA throughout the line. And so we created a balance in offering to our clients, as you know, we want to make the experience of driving your vehicle fun, because you understanding that, hey, sitting driving in Atlanta in the traffic going down 400 on 285, you know, you gotta have that experience because you're gonna be in your car for a long time. So, with that said, Infinity has developed that or put that into their vehicles, into their products. Having a vehicle that is reliable. You know, some clients that, you know, the average person keeps a car probably, they change the car every 3 years. Okay. But there are some of those clients that will keep a car for 10 years, 12 years. You know, we, have that experience where, you know, clients have driven our cars for over 250,000 miles. I had a gentleman one time who brought his vehicle in, had all his service records. He had 250,000 miles on his car and it was in pristine condition. But that's one of the things that we can show, hey, this car that love to drive, high quality product, and it's a vehicle, it's a luxury vehicle that is not going to cost you a lot to maintain. That's another important thing about our vehicles.
Talk about, Nick, not only, of course, the cars, but you service the cars, you do the financing. Talk about all the other products and services you offer.
We handle everything. We can do the financing. We do the service. Our service department's fantastic. You know, as far as financing goes, I think we have one of the best relationships with all the different lenders that are available out there, not just the captive lender that we use, Infinity Financial. You know, some of our models have 0%. But for the most part, because of our relationships we have out there, we can get interest rates better than what the average consumer can go to their credit union or go to their local bank or even if they know somebody there, just because of the amount of volume we send a lot of these lenders. So we use that to our advantage to you know, put the client that we have or all the clients that we have in the best position we possibly can for them.
So Nick, we talked a little bit before we came on about millennials, and you've got some. You're a little passionate about the millennial experience. So, but talk about what the Infinity product and your millennial customers. What you think you offer to that demographic?
Well, the technology that Infinity possesses is highly capable to the millennial buyer. You know, one of the things that you'll find with the millennial client, so forth, is when they come in, there is an app with the Infinity InTouch. You know, they can monitor all the different things available on their car, and Quentin might be able to go in a little bit more detail with that. But you know, there's a lot of technology that's available inside the Infinity brand itself that's going to suffice for a lot of those clients. Myself being one of them. I mean, the car I'm driving right now, and I'm like Quentin, I get rid of my car every 2 or 3 years, and this is my favorite one, and I drive an Infinity. So And I've had a lot of different ones. But regarding millennials, you're right. That is definitely a passionate conversation on every level. I guess one of the things to address is, you know, with every business, doesn't matter if it's the car business or a doctor's office or any kind of small business out there, you know, it's all about the environment. And the thing about the millennial environment is they're used to technology providing a service instantaneously, you know, and you, where we used to ring the doorbell when we wanted to see our friends, now they have Snapchat, you know, now they have a text message. Now they have all these things where we used to go to somebody's house and play video games. Now they can do it online on an Xbox, you know, all these different things that are out there now to give them this instantaneous gratification is, it makes it hard in a relationship setting when they go out and they try to interview or they try to get into a sales position where there, like I said before, there is no app for that. You can't just download that and learn it. You have to have people skills. You know, you have to be able to look somebody in the eye and have a conversation, whether it just be, hi, how are you? You know, be able to smile and understand how all of that works. You know, those are the things that they don't teach you in school. You know, they don't teach you in that in college. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, there's a lot of intelligent, smart kids that come out of school and they come out with the people skills that all of us learn from our parents because that's how they made a living back then, you know, without all the technology. So,
well, and I know you've told us before when we've had lunch, some of the experiences you've had with just interviewing millennials, but we'll save that for another time.
There's some positive ones in there too.
Of course there are. Well, this is something that we'd like to start doing on a monthly basis is because we're, you know, Roswell Infinity, they are great people. We've had a relationship with them with really the Ellis family for a couple of years right now and Roswell Infinity now for the past 6 months as of the broadcast of this show. And so what we want to do every month now is to bring on folks like Quentin that we can get to know some of the people behind the scenes, because it really is such a personal experience. And it's not like what, you know, the media or whatever the past is, because there were, I guess, you know, car sales guys were up there with insurance sales guys. It was just a bad thing. And it's not like that anymore. And that's part of what we want to do here with our partnership with Roswell Infinity is let people know it's actually a very positive experience. I just bought a Subaru, which is Subaru of Gwinnett, which is one of the dealerships stores in your family. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was the best experience I've ever had. And it was not used to be like that. So
right.
We've got Quentin here today, and hopefully next month we'll have somebody else and we'll continue to learn some of the new folks that make Roswell Infinity one of the best dealerships and one of the most successful dealerships here in our area.
If they've lasted since 1989, they're doing something right.
Yep, one of the original Infinity dealerships, as we talk about every week with that read that we do.
That's right.
Well, Nick and Quentin, thank you for coming by. Again, give us your location and then the website as well, because I know people can, you know, go online and buy through your online site.
Absolutely. RoswellInfinity.com. Of course, I'm Quentin Burns. You can email
ask for
me.
Quentin.
Ask for me. I really appreciate that. I'm there all the time, or you can reach me here at a number at 770-598-1563. That's 770-598-1563. I'd love to have you in as an honored guest.
Great. Quinn, thanks for coming by. Great to meet you.
Great to meet you.
Nick, any last words?
No, we really thank you for having us here. You know, it's our pleasure to be a part of your radio station. And for all the business owners out there, you know, come see us. If you ever need anything, don't hesitate to come visit. You know, my email is nzucano@roswellinfinity.com. We're always available. You know, we'd love to have you.
And one of the great things, too, that we found out with the new leadership there at Roswell Infinity, that your involvement in the community and Business Radio X is just part of it.
Yes, it definitely is. And I will add as well that we just recently donated $4,200 to the Children's Miracle Network of Atlanta. So,
oh, wow.
Great stuff. That was a big, big deal that we did for November.
Great stuff. I mean, you're not just you're not just selling cards. You're really serving the community. So
absolutely.
Thank you for doing that as well.
Good job.
All right. Nick and Quentin from Roswell Infinity. Also a big thank you to our other guest from CX Fundamentals and from Emory Orthopedic Sports and Spine. Before we go, I want to let everybody know, if you're looking for a unique gift for the movie lover on your list, give them or even give yourself the gift that keeps on giving, Horror Pack, the horror movie subscription box. John, you love your horror movies, don't you?
Always.
You can add brand new horror movies to your collection. They're yours to keep. Blu-ray and DVD plans beginning at $19.99. It ships worldwide monthly. For more information, go to horrorpack.com. HorrorPack.com. HorrorPack, HorrorPack.com. We appreciate their partnership this month. Again, a big thank you to all our guests. A reminder that you can listen to this show anytime by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. This show or any of our other shows. And we do this show every Tuesday at 11:30 here on North Fulton Business Radio.
The smell of barbecue is driving me nuts. So Slopes Barbecue, from choices to you. So thanks again to Tom, and let's get into it.
Thank you, choicestoyou.com. Until next time, for John Ray and Trey and the rest of our staff, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you right here on North Fulton Business Radio.